Blog Talk Radio. Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, April the 23rd, 2023. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, and I'm blessed to be the founder of Spirit Alive. But as always, I am joined by a group of anointed servant leaders in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Bishop Lester Carver, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Pastor Vanessa Carver, and our anointed speaker for today, hallelujah, Apostle Zeta Flowers. So on behalf of all of us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we would like to welcome you to this morning service. And we truly pray that on today, you will hear something that will not only uplift your spirit, but bless your very soul. Now, my brothers and sisters, let's get ready to get this praise party started. And we are going to open in prayer with our very own Minister Tina Brown. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning, giving you all the honor, the praise, and the glory for another beautiful day you've given us to come together as a spiritual family to worship and praise you, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for the message that's going to be delivered today. We ask that you lift up Apostle Zeta as she delivers the message. May the message we'll be hearing touch somebody in their soul who doesn't know you, Heavenly Father, who wants to be able to come to know you better, and may they want to accept Christ as their Savior, Heavenly Father. We ask you bring spirit and truth to our souls today in our hearts. We thank you so much for giving us this day to come together as a family. Through Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Keep
God's grace is always sufficient, on time, and exactly what you need.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for the meditational reading. Hallelujah. You're welcome. Hallelujah. And at this time, we usually have the mother of our church come, but this morning she is unable to be with us. So I am asking that you keep our most beloved Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah. But hallelujah and glory to God, he always has a ram in the bush. So I will be covering for Mother Mitchell this morning. Amen. So I will be once again reading from the powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. Hallelujah. And today's reading is entitled Jesus Took Your Place So That You Can Take His. And it is based on the Matthew 27, verse 46, where it says, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Do you know that it was at the cross that Jesus addressed his Father as God for the first time? He had always addressed his Father as Father. But at Calvary's tree, he addressed his Father as God. Jesus lost that Father-Son relationship when he was representing you and carrying your sins at the cross so that today you can call God Abba, Father, and have a loving Father-Son relationship with God forever. Jesus was forsaken by God, and his world became very dark on that lonely hill, so that in your darkest hour, God will always say to you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. At the time when Jesus needed God most, God turned his back on him. God had to turn his back on his son because his eyes are too holy to behold all the sin that was in his son's body. And because God turned his back on Jesus, he will never turn his back on you. Instead, you will see God's face of favor shining on you all the time. Jesus also took your place of no protection at the cross. For the first time, he gave up divine protection so that you can have it every day of your life. And because he became sin, he took your curse at the cross so that today, as you take his gift of righteousness, you receive only blessings from God. Jesus received the full brunt of God's wrath in his body once and for all when he carried your sin. All of God's anger and condemnation fell on him, consuming all your sin until God's wrath was exalted. Today, God is not angry with you. The body of Jesus absorbed everything, your sins, curses, and God's anger and condemnation. So live life expecting to see not the judgment, but the goodness and the blessings of God. The thought for today, live life expecting not to see judgment, but expecting to see the goodness of God Amen and amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, and especially the doers of his holy word. Amen.
Here we go.
I needed your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was stronger in my head, but truth is I need your grace. I need your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was stronger in my head, but truth is I need your grace. I need your grace. I need your grace.
Jesus. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and this is a time when we go to the Lord's throne of grace collectively and individually, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. And we want you to know that when we pray here, hallelujah, we pray at expecting, trusting, and believing that God will do exactly what he says he will do. Because our God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. And there is nothing that escapes his attention about us. So won't you please bow your head, clear your minds, bow your heart, and let us prepare to go to God's mercy seat. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come again to your throne of grace, just praising your holy name. We thank you, Father, that we live, we move, and we know that we have our very being in you. We thank you, Father God, for creating us, for providing for us, for simply loving us. And we thank you that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son to be our propitiation. Hallelujah. And we thank you, King Jesus, for loving us so much that you laid down your life so that we might have a right to the tree of eternal life. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We glorify you this morning, Father God, with hearts filled with gratitude. Gratitude, Father, for your grace, that unmerited favor, for your mercy. Hallelujah. We praise you, God, that you love us, and instead of giving us what we deserve, Father God, you love us and you lift us to a higher standard. Hallelujah. And Lord, we come right now in the name of Jesus. If we have done anything, Lord God, that is unpleasing to you, whether we did it in thought or deed, Lord, we repent right now in the name of Jesus, because we don't want anything to hinder our petitions, our supplications, and our intercessions from your throne of grace, because we understand we must come before you with clean hands, oh God. So, Lord, now we come, first and foremost, lifting up those who are sick, those who are suffering, Lord God, in their mind, in their body, in their spirit. We know that you are Jehovah Rapha, the mighty healer. We know, Father God, that all they need is a word or a touch or even a thought from you. And it's done, Lord God. But, Lord, we also pray that they will receive your healing. Receive your restoration, Lord God. And know, because, and believe that it is possible. Lord, there is nothing too hard for you. All things are possible with you. Hallelujah. If you raise the dead, you made the lame to walk and the blind to see then, and you're doing the same thing today, Lord God, and we praise you and thank you that you are an unchanging God. Lord, there are people listening today that are in need of financial breakthroughs, that are in need, Lord God, of getting that school scholarship, Lord God. Whatever the case may be, Lord, they're waiting on that breakthrough. And, Lord, we're just coming asking in the name of Jesus that you bless them so that their faith might increase, Lord God, that you bless them so they too will know that all things are possible with you, that you would bless them, oh God, so they will bless you and glorify you and tell somebody else about what you did in their lives. Lord, we come praying for those this morning that are heavy laden, that are burdened down, that are mourning, Lord God. You are the comforter. And we praise you for that gift of your Holy Spirit that you sent to reside in each and every one of us, that Holy Spirit that strengthens us, that Holy Spirit that builds us up, that Holy Spirit that teaches us, oh God. We thank you this morning for the presence of your Spirit. And, Lord, we just pray for those who are feeling depressed, feeling as though they are less, because, God, we know that you are the lifter of our head. And we just pray this morning that they would look to the hills from whence coming that cometh their help. Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus for all those little babies all around the world, Lord God, that are being misused, mistreated, exploited. Lord God, we know that you are a rescuer. We know, Father God, that you came to set all captives free, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that nothing can prevail against your holy will. So right now, Lord, we're coming praying that you will continue to rescue those babies all over the world, that you will continue to provide protection, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to take to task those, Lord God, who are victimizing. And Lord, we pray for the victimizers. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they would bow and come to you so that they would see the errors of their way and change forever. And Lord, we pray for all of those who are homeless this morning, who are feeling helpless, who are feeling hopeless, who are feeling invisible this morning. Lord, we pray that you would send someone to be your hands, to be your feet, to have your heart, and remind them that they are not invisible to you. that you are their refuge, oh God. And Lord God, we pray that they would seek you and that they would begin to trust you, oh God, and know that even in this, you have not left them nor forsaken them. Lord, I pray for these governments, God. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That
yes,
every
Jesus,
blood-washed believer that sits in every Congress,
hallelujah,
every
yes,
city
yes.
hall, hallelujah,
yes,
every body of legislatures
yes.
that call themselves
yes,
by your
that.
Name, I pray right now
thank
in the
Jesus.
Name of
yes.
Jesus that you, Lord God,
yes.
would speak
thank
to
you,
their
Jesus.
Hearts,
yes.
oh God, and they would have the conviction, Father God, to do what is right for your people and not for their pocket. Lord, we pray against that spirit of greed, that spirit of capitalism, that spirit of money over people. We pray against that because that is not your way,
thank
oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But at the same time, Lord God, we pray that the bodies of believers, your churches, Father God, would begin to stand up in their community and be what you call them to be. There should be a refuge. There should be resources. There should be, Lord God,
yes,
your
Lord.
Presence.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Your presence, oh God. We need to be more concerned about the lost and less concerned about how we look, oh God. I pray for everybody of believers this
yes,
morning.
Lord.
I pray for those servant leaders, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they too would bow their hearts, that they too, Father God, would know and understand and remember that it's not about them being served. It's about all of us serving you. It's about all of us learning how to obey you. It's about
yes.
all of us,
thank
Father
you,
God, being an example so that
hallelujah,
somebody
yes.
else might come to know you. So, Lord, I'm praying
yes,
that them preachers preach your word, not their agenda, not their opinion, Father God, but I pray that they would just simply preach your holy word in a way that your people can receive it and apply it, Lord God, so that they can be truly delivered, so that they can be restored, so that they can be healed, so that they can be transformed, so they can go out and tell somebody else about what you've done for them, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that every believer would get some Holy Ghost boldness, that they would step out of their comfort zone, that they would be about your business in a way that there will be no denying that you are God and you are still high and lifted up and you are still on your throne and you are still in the blessing business and the devil is still defeated. I don't care what we see, what we hear, hallelujah, we know, Father God, that he wants us to lose our faith with all the visions and the gun violence and just senseless killing and wars and hallelujah, all the things that we see being done, people are doing to one another. But even in this, Lord, we praise you this morning that we know you are still in control. Lord, we thank you for that blessed assurance. We thank you, Father God, for the peace that we have. We thank you, Father God, for the joy that we have. We thank you, Father God, that every day you give us a desire to pray. You give us a desire to share who you are. You give us that desire, Father God, to stand up and live for you so somebody will know, oh, yes, it can be done. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for every servant leader here in this assembly. Lord, I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for their faithfulness, for their obedience, oh God. And I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would bless them, pressed down, shaken together until running over. I pray in the name of Jesus for everyone sitting in the sanctuary today, oh God. Whatever they stand in the need of, Lord God, we just pray right now that you would bless, hallelujah, that you would exalt, that you, Lord God, would strengthen, And Lord, we're just thanking you. Hallelujah. For all that you have already done. We're praising you for all that you're going to do. Hallelujah. And we praise you for what you're doing right now in this moment. We are just taking the time to celebrate who you are. And we're just praising you, Father God, for every blessing. I ask a special blessing upon Apostle Zeta this morning, Lord, as she comes and brings the bread of life. And I thank you, Father God, for her two sisters, my aunts, that are present to hear it this morning, God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for all of the very special people, my family in California, that's here this morning. Lord, I want to thank you for Sister Kathy. I want to, Evangelist Kathy Horton, we praise you, Father God, that she's standing strong. I want to thank you for Evangelist Michelle Scott, Lord God, who is faithful and praying for us and loving on us and letting us know that she has not gone away nor forgotten us. And Lord, I want to thank you for my darling brother and sister, the Carvers. Lord, I just want to thank you for who they are and the way they illuminate your light, Lord, for all the world to see. And I thank you for Minister Tina and her heart, Lord, that just wants to serve you, that just wants to be more like you. I just praise you for each and every one of them, Father God. I just want to thank you for my friends, the Larsons, and I thank you, Lord God, for all of my family out in California, Lord. And I just pray that you continue to bless as only you can. It is in the mighty, matchless, undefeated name of Jesus I do pray all things. Amen. And amen. Let the church of God say amen, y'all. Some of y'all don't hear
amen.
Me say
amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
So all right now, you better say it, girl.
Amen. Amen.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, in this moment because of you. I wanna thank you and praise you. A sinner like me,
demanded that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, oh no. We've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind. But thank God, I can see. It was because of grace and mercy.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and your mercy. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. And if this is your first time joining us here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, you are about to be blessed. Our anointed speaker this morning is the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship, located in Oakland, California. She is also a major contributor, hallelujah, to the programs here at Spirit Alive. And I am blessed to call her someone who I consider a mother, a co-laborer, and my friend. So my brothers and sisters, please retrieve your Bibles if you have not already done so. Get something to write with and to write on. And receive our speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you, Apostle Cook, for the introduction, and God bless each and every one of you that are on the broadcast, and I pray that something will touch you today and that you will be blessed out of the message. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer and go right into it. Father God, I come to you humbly asking, Lord, that you would forgive me of anything that might be displeasing to you, that might not suit you, even if I think it does. So I'm asking, Lord, that you would move in me this morning, that I will share what I believe the Holy Spirit has directed me to share on this morning. I pray, Lord, that I won't deviate from what you have for me to speak. And I also pray that the outcome of this message will be blessed. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen. All right, the message this morning is God's riches at Christ's expense, because truly it is. It all came by way of Jesus Christ and what he did. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go into that now and just share what I have here. We're talking about the God of all riches, and he's our source, and we really need to know him. A lot of times we as a people think of right away of riches as being material wealth. And it's not evil in and of itself. But the Bible does tell us in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, that the love of money is the root of all evil. Mankind needs to be connected to God of all riches to truly enjoy and not just be controlled by material wealth. We must have faith in God. He owns what we need because he truly does own us. He has the power to give it, and he wants us to be blessed. He does meet our needs if only we trust him. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, "Blessed be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Amen. Hallelujah. And he certainly has. All right, we're going to go a little bit further here and concerning his grace. Grace is the unmerited love that God shows to us, his sinful people. He expressed this love through the sacrificial death of his son. And it becomes ours when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. Because of grace, we are forgiven by God and we are adopted into his family. When we were dead in our trespasses and sins, he brought about grace. And this means that every one of us was born and are born with no spiritual life, numb to the things of God. Our nature takes us away from God, and instead of being connected to him, we actually go more toward ourselves, pleasing ourselves and the ways of the world. Before encountering grace, Saul of Tarsus, who we know was later known as Apostle Paul, he was very religious, but blind to God's perspective and his plan. He actively opposed those who followed Christ, and it tells us that in Acts, the 26th chapter and the 9th through the 11th verse. He had a goal, and he set out to destroy the church. He sought out to eradicate the Christian faith, which he deemed as false. He continued persecuting believers until he encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus, found in Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. And it was then that he surrendered his will to the Lord and became a true follower of Christ. So we know that there is hope for all. And like Paul, some people are religious and yet lack a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that, I can say that that has described some of us in our past and still describes some today. God offers every one of us grace and salvation today. Today. Hallelujah. It's now grace. Hallelujah. Through our faith in him. And then we have Paul actually described himself as the worst of sinners because of what he did, although we know he was truly forgiven. And that's been found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. But that's the power of God's grace. Through sinners, we become spiritually alive. And we receive a new purpose for even living. After Paul met his Savior, Jesus Christ, he cared deeply about those who did not yet know God. That's what happens to us, right? Amen. And he also desired to help Christians grow in their faith. For the rest of his life, he shared the gospel, encouraged fellow believers, and met the needs of others. He acted as God's ambassador to the Gentiles, and even his letters became biblical wisdom, even for future generations. Through the transforming work of the Holy Spirit, Paul began to display more and more Christ-like qualities. In his writings, we can see compassion, we can see great humility, and appreciation for God's blessings. God does the same for us. Only the grace of God could enable a well-educated and influential man as Paul to count all his credentials as a loss in view of the God's surpassing knowledge, or his surpassing knowledge and value of knowing Jesus Christ, his Lord and Savior. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. So Paul's life is an example to God working through sinners and also transforming them. The Holy Spirit seeks to do the same with us. Are we allowing God's favor and love to work within us? We should be. Amen. Hallelujah. Because then the grace that has been given becomes the grace that is on display. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we know that when it gets to that point where our grace, the grace that he has given us so freely, it can be displayed. Hallelujah. Not for our sake, but for the glory of God, that he receives the glory of the grace, hallelujah, that we have received. Amen. So the glory that we have received should be showing forth, hallelujah, to toward others, to others that don't yet know him and don't understand what grace is really about. Hallelujah. Because it goes deep. Thank you, Jesus. Grace doesn't leave us. We have it. Hallelujah. We have it bountiful. Amen. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. God died for us. First of all, I want to say we need to realize that there isn't any other believer on earth possess more of God than we possess right now. We're already possessing his blessings. Praise God. Even when we go through hard times in our lives and our walk with the Lord, we don't need to have to go out and look for faith and grace and strength or any other spiritual blessing. We have them already residing within us. What we need to learn in our walk with the Lord is how to access, hallelujah, and to walk in what is already there, hallelujah, for us. In other words, take on that he has already given so freely. We must realize also that there isn't another believer on this earth who possesses more of God than we possess right now. The difference, again, is that some believers have learned how to access and to walk in their spiritual blessings more than others. But we all have it at our disposal. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oftentimes we see people going from meeting to meeting and person to person and hoping just hoping that somehow they're going to receive more of God's power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By seeking out for powerful persons to pray over them and so forth. Hallelujah. That they receive the miracle that they desire. But the Lord's plan for us is to get to the point where we don't need to constantly turn to others to do what he desires to do directly within us.
Come on, say that.
And I'm not saying that we don't need each other. We do. We do. And God made us that way, that we unite with each other and that we share with each other and that we give toward each other and love each other. But sometimes we don't access all that we can because we're so busy believing that somebody else has to just come along and give it to us when it's been already granted. Hallelujah.
Teach now.
And if we just get in that place with God and really trust him, praise God, he will tap the resources. He will touch the one that he wants to be involved with, whatever that is that you need. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I can't take on somebody else's righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can't walk in somebody else's righteousness. Hallelujah. But I'm to seek God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto me that I have need of. And how it's added is not my business. How it's added is his business. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So God desires that we become aware of all of his spiritual blessings that he has already imparted to us. And then we're to access those blessings, to access those blessings, and then to employ them for his glory. Hallelujah. We're to use our spiritual blessings not only to see our own needs be met, but also to be willing to advance the purposes and the plans of God on this earth, in this generation, whenever and wherever, we have the opportunity to do so. That's what he's expecting of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And also we know that there's an enemy, just a warning. The enemy also knows our potential. He knows what God has already imparted in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he's going to come against us. He's going to try to trouble us. He's going to try to oppress us. Hallelujah. But we need to recognize that he is not only challenging us where we are or in what we're doing, he's really troubled over what has been deposited in us. Hallelujah. So he's coming along and he's trying to steal that and take that away from us that's already been given, that's already been deposited, and make us think that somehow we don't deserve it, and we already know that we didn't deserve anything, and that's how grace was brought about. Hallelujah. Unmerited favor. Hallelujah. No, we didn't deserve it, but because of Christ Jesus, we have it. We have it anyway because of the love of Christ. Hallelujah. Because he loved us so much that he was willing to grant us his favor. Hallelujah. His mercy, his love. Hallelujah. And his grace. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians, let's go to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. the 9th and the 10th verses says, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. God knows us better than we know ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And most of us can't even begin to imagine all that God desires to do in us and through us and for us. Hallelujah. But God's desire is that we allow the Holy Spirit to show it to us. Hallelujah. And when we see it, then to pursue it. Hallelujah. And also to refuse to let go until we have attained it, until we have obtained it. Hallelujah. And when we do this, we will touch a lost world without the saving. We will touch a lost world with the saving, healing, and the delivering hand of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because his desire is that none be lost. Hallelujah. And we can do it. We can do it. Hallelujah. When we became saved, we received the Holy Spirit then. Hallelujah. To operate in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to continue accepting the indwellings of the Holy Spirit all along in life. Hallelujah. Because he continues to pour out his Spirit in us continually. Thank you, Jesus. And thank God we have been chosen. Ephesians 1 and 4 says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. I think that's pretty plain. Hallelujah. So we want to be holy and blameless before the Lord. Always. Thank you, Jesus. And we can be. We can be. Hallelujah. No believer can live out this in our own. We can't live this out in our own strength, nor our ability, or even our desire to. Hallelujah. We must go back to the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And study and read God's word and then apply it to ourselves. And then use that word for the sake of others. Hallelujah. That don't know him in the pardoning of their sins. Hallelujah. Or those that are still learning. Hallelujah. From the beginning of being saved. Hallelujah. Still learning. Reaching out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Having a hunger for Christ. Hallelujah. That's our work plan. Hallelujah. It's to meet the needs of others as our needs have been met. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's good.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. God's riches. Thank you, Jesus. We have this. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We need to let it be known that we have been redeemed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And as believers, hallelujah, are no longer what they once were. We have been washed. We have been sanctified and we have been justified by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And now we have the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. That was once normal to us is no longer normal. Only God's will, as we continue to grow in Him, only God's will is what is normal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to know that the devil is a liar and he can't tell the truth about you or about what is true in God's eyes. He's the father of lies. Hallelujah. We must know this because he's going to continue to come with his lies. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But Jesus lets us know that we are of his nature. Hallelujah. It's the nature of God, hallelujah, that he has for us to live in. Thank you, Jesus. And so when he comes and he changes us, when we allow him to change us, then, hallelujah, we are free of those old habits that we used to have and the attitudes and the lust. We can be free of all of those old fears that we had and the doubts and the negative thoughts. Because in John 10:10, Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so often, you know, we as a people desire to be prosperous and wealthy and rich, you know, and all of this. God has already provided that for us. We can walk in it as long as we're walking in obedience to God's plan. Hallelujah. We will see it. Praise God. We will see it materialize. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even when we are sick, we're afflicted, which we will be, and we often are. But we can know by the word of God that we are already healed. Praise God. What we need to know is that we just need to trust him. Hallelujah. Continue to believe him for our healing. Or whatever it is we need of God. Thank you, Jesus. And just walk in that hope, knowing that if he said it, it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. I know many times in my life, I needed to see the manifestations of my healing. And sometimes it was instant, but not always. Sometimes I just have to wait. In my waiting, I have to continue to believe. And not only just believe, but I also, I'll get the word in a second. I also have to confess it. I have to confess my healing by the word of God, which I knew that he said that I was already healed in Isaiah 53 and verse 5. So I already knew that, so I have to hold on to that no matter what. No matter if the pain became more intense or what. I have to continue distrusting, knowing that God said it, and I believe it. And it's going to be so. I am going to see the manifestations of the word of God. And so recently I had my eye was affected. It was all like bloody red. It was just like blood covering my whole right eye. And it was painful. And I knew already that I was healed according to the word of God. No matter how it looked. No matter what the pain was telling me. And, of course, the enemy was speaking, and he was trying to tell me all kinds of things that happened that caused it. Well, in my waiting, I had to rebuke all of that stuff and just, you know, tell Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I don't receive that. I'm receiving my healing that was already promised. So a few days later, all the bloodiness cleared out of my eye, the pain left, and I'm fine. And I thank God. We just have to know that what he has already said we have, we have. We just have to believe him. Not be doubtful. Not listen to Satan.
Yes.
Not waver in our faith. And even if somebody else says something negative, we don't have to receive that.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. In fact, we need to tell them, no, that's not what it is.
That's right.
I'm standing on the word of God. I'm believing God. I'm knowing.
Yeah,
not only
yeah,
am I believing,
yeah.
but I'm knowing. I'm knowing that what he said he will do, that what he promised
yes, Lord.
Is yea and amen. So we just have to learn to walk in that, believing. Hallelujah. Daily, our daily walk should be believing God for whatever we desire him to do for us each day. We need to wake
yeah.
up that our day is already planned out by God, that whatever takes place on whatever day it is, hallelujah, God has already taken care of our day. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. Because it's already set up.
That's right.
Us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we just need to walk in him. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Daily. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need to know the riches of God's grace. We need to know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to know the value of God's unmerited favor toward us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He wants us to walk in abundance. Hallelujah. Abundance means a lot of something. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abundance means more than enough. Abundance means that we're taken care of. We just have to accept that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And what makes God's grace so precious, hallelujah, is that the purchase price that he made for our redemption was his blood that was shed on Calvary. Jesus' blood and only his blood qualifies us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Only his blood. Hallelujah. And only he could purchase our redemption.
That's
no
right.
one else could. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And not only was it the blood, but also the fact that he was totally free from sin. And therefore, he was pure and perfect. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That also qualified our redemption. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our forgiveness is based solely on the riches of God's grace. God chose to forgive us because his grace is exceedingly abundantly beyond our imagination. It just is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, For by grace are you saved through faith. That means we have to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We can't. We cannot. Because we can't earn forgiveness. We can't buy it. We can't achieve it. No matter
Come
how
on.
We work at it. We can't accomplish it. And we can't become so good that we deserve it.
Oh, come on now. Tell the truth.
We can never be that good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God chooses, he chooses to grace us with forgiveness. Not because we are so worthy and wonderful and, you know, and so loving, but because Jesus made us worthy and wonderful. He made us that way by the shedding of his own blood.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And the only thing that is required of us to receive this forgiveness is to admit that we need it.
That's right.
And to ask for it. Hallelujah. I remember when I admitted that I was a sinner. I was a rank sinner. Okay? Praise God. In need of salvation.
Come on. Amen. Tell it.
Because oftentimes we go around, you know, not admitting the fact that anything is wrong with us when it is. Hallelujah. And then after we have been saved, there are times that we need to go to God and we need to cry out to him. And even when we don't know that there's anything in us that he might not be pleased with, we need to say, God, search me. Hallelujah. We need
yes,
to do
ma'am.
That. Just so that we can be sure of our right standing with God.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We need to do that. We need to get on our knees or however we pray. We need to get on it and ask God to just search us so that we can see where we are. So the correctness can begin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that forgiveness can come about. So that we can be free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we need to, Jesus made us worthy, as I said, by the shedding of his blood. And so that's how we receive forgiveness. We have to admit, hallelujah, that we really needed to be forgiven. Hallelujah. John the Apostle wrote, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, which is found in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. When we confess our sins, which actually means is that we need to admit, hallelujah, our sins, admit that we are sinful, then God forgives us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just need to remember the shed blood of Jesus, hallelujah, is the reason.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's because of what God's Son did for us on the cross. Hallelujah. And because we are accepting of his Son, then we're forgiven. Hallelujah. Because forgiveness is never about what we have done. Never. But it's all about what Jesus has done.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We were in our sinful nature, and we couldn't help ourselves. That's why we needed him. Hallelujah. Forgiveness is a grace gift.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. From God, only God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he genuinely forgives us. He doesn't hold anything against us, our past or what we did. Hallelujah. Jesus said that he had authority to forgive sin. And he proved it. Hallelujah. He proved it even by healing the physical body, which we can see in Mark 2:10 and Matthew 9:6. But then we also must know that Jesus passed his authority onto us as well. Hallelujah. We can walk in his authority. And in doing so, we can accomplish the very things that he's called us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 20, verses 21 through 23 says, "Then Jesus said to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and he said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As God forgives us, we receive his forgiveness. And then we are able to forgive ourselves and others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 86:5 says, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon them." Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So much about grace. So much. Hallelujah. I'm going to close and turn this part of the service back over to Apostle Shirlene Cook, and I pray and hope that someone was touched today by knowing God's riches are and were and will continue to be at Christ's expense. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, this morning we have heard a rhema word. Hallelujah. Now, you heard what Apostle Zeta said. Hallelujah. If you want to get in on God's riches, if you, it's such as grace and mercy and salvation, well, you got to go to the one who's already paid for it all. You got to go to King Jesus and ask him to be your Lord and your Savior. And I want you to sit there, hallelujah, because and think about how your life has been thus far without him. And as you sit there and you contemplate and you think about that, I'm going to ask that Pastor Vanessa come. Pastor Vanessa is an intercessor. She prays in the prophetic, and I'm going to ask her to seal this message and to prepare your hearts and minds to receive Jesus Christ if you have not already done so. And that will be, and then after that, I'm going to ask my dear sister, Evangelist Kathy, and she's going to send an invitation to you. And that will be followed by Evangelist Michelle Scott praying for you. See, we're going to cover you here. You're covered here, Spirit Alive. Hallelujah. So right now I'm going to ask Pastor Vanessa to come. That will be followed by Evangelist Kathy, then Evangelist Michelle. I will then, if you are in the sanctuary and you would like to put your praise on it, I'm going to ask that you press your 1. And I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. And that will then, after that, we're going to hear from our bishop, Bishop Lester Carver, because he always has a special word for our brothers. Amen. So right now, Pastor Vanessa, come on in the room, please.
Thank you, Apostle Cook, and thank you, everyone. Thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that great message that was encouraging. It was life-affirming. And I just thank God today for speaking through you and reminding us what we need and what we who we are and what we need to be walking in, our
thank
level
you,
of authority, our level of taking dominion because of the grace of God.
Thank
Lord, Father, first of all, I thank you for your peace, your love, and your presence that means everything to us. Thank you, Lord, today as we gather today to hear your word, to apply it in our heart. I pray that this word is life-affirming, that we will see it manifested in our lives daily, and the level of declaration that it creates as we go along our day and our week, the things that we may encounter, the spirits, spiritually and naturally, that we fight with every day. Thank you, Lord, today that you fight for us, and as we stand in a place of learning that divine enablement is enough.
Yes.
And as we begin to meditate on what we heard today, just in those bits and pieces, Lord, that you highlight throughout our week, that it is life and it comes against any negativity, false word, any intention and motive that don't align up with your word that we heard today, that it'll be fruitful. And first of all, Lord, today, that it will also just give us the peaceable fruit of being able to walk in wisdom, the wisdom that this word produces.
Jesus, thank you.
I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that not only that Spirit Alive audience listens and hears, but even those words that we carry with us every day, that we'll be able to speak over those who we encounter and that we serve.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
I thank you, Father God, today for doors opening.
Yes.
And in some cases, closing. And that we begin to interpret that as your grace.
Yeah.
That we become closer because of this word to the fullness of what you want to do in our life every day.
Yes, Jesus.
And I thank you, Lord, today for replenishing and refreshing the vessel that poured into us this morning.
Yes, Father.
In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Now,
amen.
That was a phenomenal prayer. Thank you, Pastor. All right,
yes,
saints. All right, people. All right. Those that are within the sound of my voice, you had time to think about it? Now, listen, some of you might be sitting there saying, well, I'm good, Apostle Cook. You know, I went down and I had my tarot cards read, you know, and my spiritualist told me that things are looking up. Let me tell you something. That spiritualist can't save you. But Jesus can. Some of you might be thinking, well, I'm good, Apostle Cook, you know, because, you know, I've been studying with the Buddhists, and I've been doing a little bit of I read a bunch of self-improvement books, and, you know, I think I'm a pretty good person. That's not going to save you. If you were listening closely to the word that the anointed apostle brought this morning, she said there's only one way by which to enter the kingdom of God, and that is through his son Jesus. So right now, if you're tired of playing, if you're tired, you know, if you're tired of getting your hopes up only to be dashed, I come now with good news. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man, not one, zero, nit, nada, none, comes to the Father but by me. Now, the next voice you will hear now at this time is Evangelist Kathy Horton.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those of you who have heard the word, God riches in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus, you're not listening to this program by accident or coincidence. God said he chose us from before the foundation of the earth. He loved us so much. He loved us way back before the creation of the earth. Now, his son, Jesus, came and died for our sins, but he chose us way back then. So at this moment, he's calling you to come. This very moment, like I said, this is not a coincidence or accident that you live for your life. And today he wants to set you free of all your sins and unrighteousness. So the word said God forgives us, and he throws our sins as far as the east is from the west and chooses to remember them no more. Well, does God have a bad memory? No. He loved you so much, he chooses to forget and forgive you. So this day, if you believe what you heard and you receive what you heard, I want you to repeat after me out of your heart. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to save me. I receive him as my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And again, mm-hmm. thank you, Father, for choosing me.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, if you just accepted Jesus and you said that prayer, the Bible says you're a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away and
yes,
all things
yes.
are new. To the point that now God's not going to throw it up in your face. He's not going to even, because he chooses to forgive. So I want you to forgive yourself.
That's right.
And walk upright in the eyes of God. Read your word. You need some help, call somebody. But you're a new creature.
Yes.
Your past is over. God loves you. And
yes.
As of right now, if you said that prayer, guess what? Your past is gone. Glory to God. And
Hallelujah.
He said he'll remember them no more. God loves you. Be blessed. Welcome to the family. God bless you.
Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing because I can hear some chains falling off right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody this morning, hallelujah, got a breakthrough. Somebody this morning, hey, had a revelation.
Yeah.
Somebody this morning
yeah.
had the courage to step up and tell the enemy, no, take that flathead, Satan. Ha! We're rejoicing.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're rejoicing. Because
yes.
somebody wants to be a new creation this morning. Somebody really wants to get it right before God today. Somebody,
yes.
hallelujah, knows that they are now home.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
All right, Evangelist Michelle, we just can't let our new converts go uncovered. So we're going to ask you to come in and pray. Oh, and we're not going to leave out those of us that have been saved, but for whatever reason, you have allowed yourself to be pulled away. Let us just be some of the first folks to tell you, come on back home. Come on back home. Return to your first love, Jesus.
Yes.
Because he won't hold your going away against you either. Like this said, he wants to forgive you. So, you know, you can just go ahead on, go to the Father. Just let him know, okay, Father God, I listened to those sweet nothings that the enemy was whispering there for a minute, but hallelujah, I had a suddenly moment and I came to my senses, and I'm coming to you right now, and I'm asking you to forgive me so that I might be restored to my rightful place. In your holy name, Jesus, amen and amen. Evangelist Michelle, pray according to the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and you do what you do.
Lord God, with closed eyes and humble hearts, we come to your throne of grace and mercy, thanking you for every new convert, Father God. Lord, I ask that you cover them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Cover them in your righteous blood, Father God. Put them in the company of tried and true Christians who will help them along their Christian journey. Father God, we just thank you for them right now. Direct their feet to a spirit-filled church with a shepherd who will teach them all about your will and your word, Father God, and not their own word, Father God. Cover them, Father God. Just help them. Wrap your arms around them, Father God. Let them walk in their new light, Father God. They are new creatures in you, Father God. Let them know that you forgive them in your heart. And let them not return back to their sinful ways, Father God. Just help them and keep them, Father God. Let them just be embraced in you. And let them embrace their new life, Lord God. We thank you for them coming to you, returning back to you, Father God. We just thank you. We lift them up to you right now, Lord Jesus. And we just all give our hearts and love to them here at Spirit Alive. We are their family, and we welcome them into your new light. In Jesus' name, we just pray and thank you for each one of them, Father God. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen and hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel good up in here. Hallelujah. All right. Now, saints, if you're sitting in the sanctuary, because you need to know I can see each and every one of your phone numbers, and we're up in here this morning, praise God. So if you're up in here and you would now like to put a praise on it, you just want to let us know you were here. You just want to thank God for his grace in your life. You might want us to pray for you. You might just want to just say, I thank you, Jesus. If you would kindly press your one, I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your telephone number. Now, saints, you don't have to be afraid. We are family. Hallelujah. And there is never, ever a problem with praise up in here. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. All glory to God. While I'm sitting here, as they say, scrolling, I'm going to ask that our most beloved bishop, hallelujah, my brother, my little brother, who is always holding it down for the Lord, to come on in and give you men a special word, because here at Spirit Alive, we want our men to be men. We want our men to be men of God. We want you to be in your rightful place. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God designed things in a certain way for a certain reason. So we believe that when the men of God stand strong, everything else falls into place. So, Bishop Carver, come on, my brother, with your word to the men for today.
Amen.
Apostle Cook, the word for the men this morning is to know that there is a time and a season for everything. As it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, to everything there is and a time to every purpose under the heaven. This season is spring, and this is the time where we plant. And we plant and we cultivate now, because later, in the later seasons after summer, will be the fall, when we're going to be harvesting what we plant now.
Okay.
But if we don't plant now, then there will be nothing to harvest. So another principle that we learn at the end of the Old Testament is located in Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. where it tells us, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast for fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. God is concerned about your blessing. And so you need to know when it's time to sow, when it's time to give, when it's time to plant, because if you've sown, if you've planted, if you've cultivated, then in that time of harvest, in between when you plant and in between the time of harvest, God is going to protect what you planted. He's not going to allow the devourer to come and destroy the seed that you planted if you have acknowledged him in all that you've done. If you acknowledge the fact that he's the one that causes what you planted to increase. See, the fruitfulness comes from God's faithfulness, but the planting and the cultivating is your faithfulness. And when you learn to work with God through the power of the Holy Spirit that he's placed within you, that God says, I'm going to protect all that you've done. And when harvest season comes, you're going to have something to show for it because I'm going to protect it. And the increase is going to be there for you. And you're not going to be afraid of somebody taking it from you because they'd have to take it from God. And God is more powerful than anybody that's going to come against you. So you can stand as the man that's responsible over the women and children in your life. And you can be the one who leads with confidence, knowing that you've done the work. God has blessed the work. God is going to protect the work. And then he's going to cause your work to be fruitful. So that's the word for the men today.
Ooh, what a good word. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to thank each and every one of you for stopping by the sanctuary on today. All of you that are listening via your computers, whether it be in the chat rooms, whether it be via Skype or Instagram, we pray. We just want to thank God for each and every one of you. And in the with the same voice of Apostle Zeta, we all pray that you receive something on this during this worship service that has truly blessed you in a mighty way. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank once again the anointed servant leaders, Minister Tina Brown. Hallelujah. Thank you, beloved. Bishop Lester Carver. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Apostle Zeta Flower. Thank you for that mighty word. Hallelujah. Evangelist Michelle Scott. Pastor Vanessa Carver, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want to just thank God for having Evangelist Kathy Horton in the house with us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I want to praise God for my aunties that's in the house this morning, for my friends, hallelujah, from California. I just praise God
thank
for
you,
all
Lord.
Of us.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we just pray that you all continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. We pray that you will acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Now, may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly until we gather together again, everybody. Have a beautiful and blessed week. Everybody in the sanctuary, your mics are unmuted. Hallelujah. Spirit Alive family, I love you. God bless you. Thank you, everybody, for coming to right into the studio with us. God bless. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Hallelujah.
Love
you.
Have
a great
week. Love you,
love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love
you.
Love you. Love
you guys. Bye, Lee and Terry. Bye. Love you.
Bye, Sterling.
Happy day.
Bye, baby.